This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But right now, let's go ahead and talk with Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones right here on the Home of the Cowboys. Stephen, feeling pretty good this morning, huh?
Absolutely. Anytime you get a big win in the East, it's hard to beat. And I know the Giants had their share of challenges yesterday with their injuries, but thought we played well as a team and, you know, had some things we had to overcome early. But I think overall our team really played well and finished strong.
You know, there's been so much talk, Stephen, over the years on getting turnovers, whether it was from Wade Phillips all the way through, you know, all the defensive coaches that you've had. And this year it is just, it happens every game. Like, I expect you guys next week to have two or three turnovers. I know that's not realistic, but it's just like at this point, every game you watch, the team is getting turnovers. And why do you think it's so different this year that the defense is getting these turnovers, which, you know, whatever it was, just wasn't accomplished in the previous years?
Well, I think it started, obviously, when Mike got here, stressing the ball. And, you know, we had some opportunities last year, as we all know. You know, Jerry and I were talking yesterday when he was making those plays. He was real close on a lot of balls last year. Had a couple of that he was just right there ready to make some picks and didn't quite make them, whereas this year he seems to be getting them all and close on some others. So, but at the end of the day, I just think it's what we're stressing, what we stress when we draft. You know, players who can make plays on the ball, it's you know, it's an ever scouting report. You know, we give a scale of, you know, the plays, ball skills, that type of thing for the DBs, and then certainly with the linebackers as well. But, you know, it's a big point that we go over every week. And, you know, Mike leads the way with it, and Dan's done a great job of coaching it with his staff. And, you know, at the same time, overall, I think we've done a good job of protecting the ball, had a couple of unfortunate situations there yesterday, but I just think as we move forward, we know in the NFL, if you win the turnover battle, you give yourself a great chance to win the game.
Now, we've heard both Troy Aikman and Jimmy Johnson say that the team that they see on the field right now reminds them of what they had, what y'all had in the early 90s. Can you talk a little bit about what you see is similar to those teams, whether it be team speed, confidence? What exactly kind of do you think they see in this team that reminds them of those teams then?
Well, I agree. You know, the things I would say that I see that are very, you know, similar or I'm familiar with is, you know, it starts at the top with the quarterback. I mean, Troy was obviously a great leader. I think Dak is the same. He has high expectations, not only for himself, but for his teammates. He's very unselfish. He's all about the team, not about individual goals. And you know, so I think it starts there. You know, the other thing I would say is this team plays with a swagger. I got a lot of confidence on both sides of the ball, offensively, obviously. Another thing that's very familiar is, you know, the balance that we have with our team. And there's no question in my mind Troy could have been one of those quarterbacks probably his whole career, like a Marino that could have passed for 400 yards a game if he needed to, but that wasn't what was called upon. And as we know, these last four wins that we've had, I mean, Dak's played great, and he's had very productive games, but he's not needing to throw for 400 or 500 yards, you know, to keep us in these games. And the balance we have with our rushing attack really, you know, I think makes it really difficult on opposing defenses. And then, you know, on the flip side of the ball, you brought it up, it's team speed, which reminds me a lot of those teams. We have great depth. If you'll remember we had great rotations in the defensive line, which we currently have now in terms of being able to keep players fresh for the fourth quarter when you need them. Great speed at the linebacking positions, obviously with Micah leading the way there. And then, of course, I do think we've got playmakers and great leadership in the back end as well. So, you know, there are a lot of similarities to the two teams. Now, this team has a lot to prove and a long ways to go before you can actually, I think, compare this team to those teams that won three out of four in the early 90s.
Man, I mean, you're talking our language here. We're excited, but there is a long way to go. I'm wondering this because I know you have spoke about this and Jerry has spoke about this. One of your biggest disappointments of y'all's career was not getting Romo a championship team slash, you know, a championship. And now you have another quarterback that looks like an elite quarterback that can beat the best teams. What are you doing differently through Dak's career that you felt like you failed with Romo's career to possibly give him a championship team?
Well, I think all those things. I mean, obviously at the time we felt like we were surrounding Tony with good players, but you know, you look at the offensive side of the ball and, you know, I think it goes without saying we've got two, you know, I think really special running backs, got a great receiving core out there, you know, with CD and Amari and Gallup on the way. Obviously, Sed Wilson and Noah are filling in admirably in Gallup's absence. So, you know, there's great depth there. And then the offensive line, I think it's starting to really come around and feel like the offensive line that that we've always felt like we had. Obviously, injuries took a big toll on that line last year, and that affected our offense, whether it was Dak, whether it was Dalton, whether it was Zeke. You know, at the end of the day, those guys don't go around complimenting the guys up front and really taking care of those guys because they need them. And I think this offensive line group's playing well. I think we've got players stepping up when they need to. Obviously, we think we've got a couple starting caliber players, that aren't out there starting right now. When you talk about a Steele and a McGovern, coupled in there with Lyle and the rest of the group. It's a deep offensive line in our mind. We got some young guys coming as well. And, I just think that, we're doing a good job on the offensive side for Dak. And then, of course, you know, the real disappointing thing last year was just how we played defense. It's just not something that was acceptable. And, you know, we've had some really good defenses around here, but we've never really had, you know, those defenses that struggle like we did last year. And I think, we're answering the bell, and the good news about this defense is I think the air is up. I think we're going to continue to play better as we move forward. We're going to be getting players back that are only going to help us. And, you know, it's a long journey. Everybody says, well, are you going to have room for all these guys? I promise you, in a 17-game season, you know, we're going to need them all.
It's interesting. I'm sure I'm going to ask about that question in just a second, but, you know, you bring up the offensive line, and Terrence Steele is playing admirably right now. Has he gained – I mean, McCarthy has said multiple times the offensive lines that play together are usually the ones that are most successful. Is there a little bit of fear of taking Steele out, or do you want to kind of leave him in and let that offensive line be right now?
You know, those things take care of themselves. Obviously, Lyle's a great player for us, and that'll obviously be addressed when he gets back, but feel like, he'll be ready to step in. I mean, 5 weeks is a long time. The good news is he's been around the building now, for 2 weeks, and this will be his third week, and, we'll welcome him back, and it'll be great to have him back.
So another guy that it's just amazing to me how well the defense is playing without DeMarcus Lawrence. Can you give an update on DeMarcus Lawrence? I know you have the game and the bye of about possibly when he could come back and join this team.
Well, we're just the fortunate thing is we're going to get him back. It's still a little early to really start to pin down what we're looking at, but it's going to be, several games past the bye before we're going to get him, back. But, most people would agree he was probably our best defensive player before he got hurt. And it's going to be great when we do get him back. But, we're going to have to continue to weather the storm. We should get Lawrence Armstrong back after the bye, which would be great to have him back. And certainly got Tristan Hill and Gallimore coming back. So all these guys are going to be you know, big pluses for us when they come back, and look forward to having them back. But Gallimore and DeMarcus Lawrence are going to, you know, take some more time here, and it's probably, you know, a month plus before we get them back.
I know that Trevon Diggs has been asking for wide receiver reps in practice, and Dak was like, hey, you just need to relax just a little bit. Are you considering it now, or do you have enough wide receivers?
Well, we've got such a great core out there, you know, with Gallup right there on the cuspices of coming back. And you certainly could see, I could see where Diggs might see himself as a Deion-esque type player. certainly Deion made some great plays at receiver for us in our Super Bowl runs. But I don't think we need him just yet. What we need him to continue to do is make those turnovers on the defensive side of the ball. But you can obviously see, you know, he comes from a good lineage with his brother being one of the best receivers in the league. He certainly got those wide receiver ball skills.
So I know you get to see practice some, and so you have an idea when you have a play where it looks like a pitch to Zeke and it's not, but then you throw it over the top for a wide open touchdown. But as a Cowboy fan, I've just been so impressed how Kellen Moore is just getting the most out of this offense. It's a very talented offense, but then being able to get the 30 plus points on a pretty much weekly basis. Can you talk about Kellen Moore and his creativity and how he's getting the most out of the talent?
Well, you know, hats off to him. I mean, he just continues to mature as a coordinator. I mean, one of the things he knows a big compliment is when Mike McCarthy, who's a Super Bowl winning coach who was a play caller most of his career at Green Bay, comes in, and one of the first things he says is, I want to go ahead and get this out. It's going to be hard on me, but I want to keep Kellen Moore as this offensive coordinator. It's really clicking with Dak, and I think his interactions with Mike and Doug Nussmeier and company have only made him better, and I think he's going to continue to grow as a coordinator. He has a great way about himself, a great relationship with Dak and our offensive lineup, and, you know, his future's bright.
Well, and that being said, I know you love the Tolos out there, and they're very nervous. They're like, hey, are we going to be able to keep this guy around? Do you think about that at all right now, or are you just like, this is this season, that's all that's on my mind?
Well, you've got to deal with those things in the off season. Right now, everybody's in the moment. Right now, everybody's focused on the New England Patriots. We're not worried about, you know, who's up there in the bye week, what we're going to do the week after that against the Vikings. All this is all about the New England Patriots. And I think Mike's doing a great job of that, keeping the focus where it should be. I know we're hard. The team's hard at it again, focusing on the Patriots. And, you know, we'll worry about those things in the off season. We've dealt with these things before. Actually dealt with it with Kellen this past off season. But he loves the Cowboys, loves our organization. And, you know, I know at some point he's going to get a great opportunity, and not unlike the Sean Paytons of the world and the Mike Zimmers of the world, you're doing things right when those type of things are happening to you. So we'll just worry about the Patriots this week and deal with those things in the offseason.
All right, so this is a get-to-know Stephen Jones type of question. Right now the Braves are playing the Brewers in playoff baseball, and I know that you're a football guy, played college football at Arkansas. As a kid or as an adult, did you have any other interests in sports besides football?
Probably the sport I loved to play other than football was basketball. Mm. But my father was actually a big-time baseball fan and a big-time baseball player when he wasn't playing football. But I did grow up. My team growing up was the Cardinals because we lived up there in Arkansas, and the Travelers played in Little Rock, and they were the farm team of the Cardinals. So Jerry would take me out there and watch those Traveler games, and I did get to go to a few Cardinal games when I was young. So certainly still continue to watch the and follow baseball, love what the Rangers are doing. I know they're going to get back on track sooner than later, and they got a beautiful stadium out there, and look forward to their future as well.
Wow, and you bring up basketball, man. Everybody was really stoked to see that Luka and Dirk were up in the suite during that game. Was that Dirk trying to show what championship-level sports is all about?
That's it. We Jerry and I both went and rubbed gave him a good handshake, hoping some of that championship mojo would rub off on us. And certainly I think there's a lot of great things in store for Luka, and it was great to have those two gentlemen in the box up there, and great to see them and see Nowitzki and what he's done for the Mavericks, and know what Luka's already done and what he's going to do for the Mavericks going forward.
All right, Steven, so I know that you get into scouting a lot. What is too tall for a football player? I know we had Ed Too Tall Jones, and Dirk's there at 7 foot tall, and you're meeting him. Is what height do you go, that's probably too tall, and they're going to destroy your knees at that height?
Well, about, we always think anything above about 6'7" starts to be a challenge. And certainly those defensive linemen can get up under a big, long tackle if they get to be too long. But certainly there's always an exception. And they get to be much past 6'7", you start to scratch your head and wonder if the leverage is going to work against them.
Well, Steven, we always appreciate talking with you every single Monday at this time, and we look forward to it next week after the Patriots. And also, we really enjoyed on a Cowboys Victory Monday. Thanks, Steven.
Hey, great being on, guys. Have a good week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.